Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Boker Tov. So we find ourselves at the end of Sefer Bereshit. Simple question. How many mitzvot are there in this week's Parsha? To get your list of 613, Parshat Vayechi, how many mitzvot do we have? Now, just to be clear, there are a couple of commandments that are given, you know, like Yaakov asks Yosef to bury Eretz Yisrael, Yosef asks his brothers to bury him. There are mitzvot, but not meant for me and for you. The truth is, though, that there is a mitzvah that is taken very seriously, and it's weird because it's not found in the narrative part of the Parsha. It's found in the middle of the Brachot of Yaakov. And it's a pasuk, a mitzvah, that is taken very seriously by many of our commentaries, specifically the Rambam and the Ramban. And that is Lo Yosur Shevet Miyuda. What does that mean? The scepter shall not turn away from Yehuda. Rambam's formulation is that there is a special mitzvah commandment on the Shevet, the tribe of Yehuda, to be in leadership, to be a king. Ramban goes much further, and some of us learned this perhaps in Shir earlier this year. It's Aser. There's an Iser, a prohibition, on any other tribe to take the mantle of kingship away from the Shevet of Yehuda. And the Ramban goes so far to say that, you know what this is referring to? This is Piluga Mamlacha. This is the split between the kings of Yehuda and Yisrael. That was born in sin, because no one can be king except for Yehuda. And Shaul, doomed from the beginning. He was never going to have a dynasty, because he doesn't have the right genetic origin. And for those of us that just celebrated Hanukkah, Hanukkah, says the Ramban, and apologies for repeating this for those who heard it from me already, the Ramban says, very clearly, the Chashmonim were born in sin. Meaning, not that they were born through sin, but by becoming kings, oh yeah, they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. And therefore, they were also doomed to die. And I'm just going to put in parentheses for all those of us who are learning Baba Batra this year. And you got to the story of Herod and Daf Dalet. The Ramban there says, remember that bat kol, that heavenly voice that came down and told Herod to revolt and kill all of the Chashmonaim kings and you'll take over? Ha ha! That was God. It wasn't a voice in his head. You know why it was God? Because you guys sinned. Lo Yasur Shevet Miyuda. You went against the word of God, dear Chashmonaim. You might have created the holiday of Hanukkah. You might have saved the Jewish people. You violated an Isser. And you are all going to pay dearly for it at some point. Rambam and the Ramban take Lo Yasur Shevet Miyuda as a real Isser from the Torah, as a directive from God. Yibar Benel, as he often does, loves to disagree with pretty much everyone. And the Abarbanel, for those of you that have never used an Abarbanel, let me explain to you why. You see the text? Yes? 4 full pages. That's 9 columns, no footnotes, on this exact pasuk and analysis. And the Abarbanel comes along and says, oh, come on. This isn't a mitzvah. You know why it's not a mitzvah? Because there are no mitzvot here. It's the end of Sefer Bereshit, and let's be honest, it's a bracha of Yaakov. It's not a mitzvah commandment. This isn't a prediction. So what is it? Says the Abarbanel. Let's explain what's going on. Yaakov looks at Yehuda and says, Yehuda, here's my bracha to you. Lo yasur shevet. Don't let the scepter, the mantle of leadership, leave your hands. You know why? Because you're darn good at it. And you know how I know that? Oh, just because I've been watching you as your father for the past couple of decades. I mean, it's not for naught that, you know, when you decided to sell Yosef, even though I might not have known about that then or now, but all your brothers listened. And when you Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Yosef listened. You are a natural born leader. By the way, if we fast forward through Tanakh, the Shevet of Yehuda will almost always be first, whether it's the first one to jump into Yamsuf, whether it's the first tribe to lead the way of the Machanah, the camps in the desert, and probably not coincidentally the first tribe who goes ahead and gets a portion of the land and reads Sefer Shoftim, the first tribe perhaps that helps out in the wars. Yehuda, you're a natural leader. And you know what my bracha is to you, says Yaakov? Embrace it. Become it. Be the Jewish leader that you were meant to be. Oh, but don't worry, says the Abarbanel. It doesn't just mean king. It's not like all or nothing. It's not like I want to be president or prime minister or that's it. You know, especially if we don't have a king anymore. So Yehuda's off the hook. Says the Abarbanel, if you look through Chazal, there are lots of places where someone with Yehuda lineage takes leadership. He quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin and Daf Hei that it was the descendants of Yehuda, they were the Reish Galuta, the exilarchs, and the other public servants in Bavel. And the Gemara continues to talk about how the children of Hillel, all of them, were public leaders and teachers of Torah. Yehuda, you're good at something? Embrace it, take advantage, and be it. Do it. This is your calling in life. It's a beautiful bracha. And the truth is, I have a feeling if Yaakov was there, he'd probably look around the room, and he'd say like this, we're going to do a quick piece of statistics. Math isn't my strong point. But I'm pretty sure there were 12 tribes, and then 10 of them got exiled. Yehuda didn't, which means there's only 2 tribes left. Okay, fine, and some Kohanim and Levim. Which means, of all of you, there's at least a third to a half of you that are probably from the tribe of Yehuda. Which means half of you. And, you know, can figure out who's on who. But at least half of you are naturally born leaders who are destined to help Am Yisrael and lead Am Yisrael. And on a personal note, from getting to know many of you already this year, how many of you are already part of Bnei Akiva? How many of you have been involved in things in your high school? And how many of you, I have a feeling, will be very, very involved in leadership in the future? The bracha of Yaakov is saying, embrace leadership. Embrace leadership as your calling. It doesn't matter to me whether it's back home in your community, in your school, in your shul, or to the Jewish community at large. Something tells me that sitting in this room in 20 years will be quite a few significant members of the leadership of the Jewish people in whatever country and continent might be. Embrace it. That's the bracha. If I was Rambam and Ramban, I tell you, you're obligated to. But I give you the bracha of Yaakov. You have it within you. Consider strongly taking advantage of it. Have a good day.
Sure.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor or dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. We are so grateful for your support, and thank you for learning with us.